real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Rust Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're in a beautiful setting in Gravenhurst, Ontario, Canada. And our guest today is John Miller. We're going to be talking about tourism and the world-famous Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. John Miller joined the Society as General Manager in 2001 after 10 years in various positions in tourism management. During the next 15 years, the company grew substantially with the following projects: building and launching the new $5 million passenger vessel Winona 2 in 2002, building the $8 million, 23,000 square foot Muskoka Discovery Center in 2006. And again, our guest today is John Miller, President, Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. Now, right in front of me where we're taping this remote taping in Gravenhurst, Ontario, I see, I believe, the Seguin Steamboat right in front of me.
That's Winona.
Winona.
Seguin's actually on a cruise right
now. Okay. Well, I have the Winona in front of me. It's a beautiful old vessel. Tell us about the Seguin, the one that is out right now. Tell us about the RMS Seguin, North America's oldest operating steamship. John Miller.
Well, the RMS Seguin was built in 1887, so she's 129 years old this year. She is the oldest commercial vessel in Canada. She's the oldest coal-fired steamship in North America, and the seventh oldest steamship in the world. So she's a floating museum, so to speak, and we have operated her in our company with the exception of about 20 years around 1950 to 1970 for the entire period of her life.
Now, it's an old boat. It looks like new, so I imagine it's very well constructed and safe.
It is an old boat, of course. So she's made of wood. Her hull is iron, but we are constantly restoring areas of her as the wood, of course, needs replacing from time to time. She's an extremely safe vessel, and all of our actions and are monitored by Transport Canada on a regular basis.
Okay. Now, you have a season here that's pretty brief. I mean, we're basically talking about May to October, is that right? And tell us how busy you are in the season, and then what do you do with the ships off-season when the Lake Muskoka is frozen?
Yeah, we sail approximately 140 days. So, as you said, from late May or early June to Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, which is about the second weekend in October. And it is a very busy season. It's a busy area in Muskoka where we sail. We sail on three of the most beautiful lakes in the world, Lakes Muskoka, Rosso, and Joseph. And our really extremely busy period is August, September, and October, when people come to finish out the summer, and then they come to see the fall colors turn in the fall of the year. In the wintertime, the ships stay right at the dock all winter long. Lake Muskoka, of course, freezes very thick. The winters up here can be pretty cold, and the ships stay there all year. Sometimes we do some maintenance on them depending on what is required, but for the most part they freeze right in and stay at the dock for 6 months until spring.
Very good. Now let's talk about the Winona 2. How is this boat different from the Wanda 3 and the RMS Seguin? Tell us about this boat.
Well, Winona is a brand new ship that we launched in 2002. She's built to look like Seguin and look like the rest of the ships that were in the company in the company's history, but of course she's a modern vessel, so she's made out of steel. She has modern amenities like air conditioning and an elevator. She is double the capacity of Seguin. Seguin can hold 97 passengers. Winona can hold 216. And just everything about her is just a little bit bigger, because we don't have a steam engine in the middle of the ship taking up a lot of space. She's powered by diesel, and it is an extremely efficient vessel. So state of the art, and only about 14 years old so far.
Okay, well, I would take it that the newer vessels are much less expensive to operate. If you're using diesel engines, wouldn't it be about half as expensive to operate the newer ships?
Yeah, the diesel engines, of course, are very reliable. The biggest expense for Seguin, the steam engine is absolutely reliable and has been for years. The technology is wonderful and it still works very well. The expensive part for us is getting the coal. We get coal from West Virginia, and it comes up about every 10 days to 2 weeks, and is dumped in our coal bins, and then the ship is powered by about 2 or 3 tons of coal each day. So that becomes a very expensive
endeavor. So you're talking about 6,000 or 7,000 pounds of coal per day?
Correct. Yeah, about 2 to 3 tons, depending on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So every 10 days to 2 weeks, we bring up about approximately 21 tons by truck from West Virginia.
So that's very expensive.
It is very expensive. I mean, the transporting the coal and getting it here is just as expensive as the coal itself. So it becomes it's something we have to do, of course, because we want to keep the historic value of the vessel. And we're certainly willing to do it, as that's our mandate, is to preserve Seguin and keep her running for generations.
Very good. For those who've just tuned in to the Rust Report, our guest is John Miller, president of the Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. We've done many programs in the last 15 years in Muskoka, and we have an upcoming program on Muskoka tourism with Jordan Mulligan. If you're listening in Muskoka, Buffalo, New York, or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we greet letters from listeners as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little bit more information about our guest today, John Miller. And during the last 15 years, his company grew substantially with a project including a major partner in the redevelopment of the Muskoka Wharf project, an $89 million transformation of the waterfront in 2006. And this is in Gravenhurst, Ontario, which is God's country. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. about an hour and a half north of Toronto, Canada, and we have many listeners in the last 30 years from Toronto. Again, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. We'll share your comments with John Miller, president of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. Well, let's talk about the Discovery Center, John Miller. What do you offer? Why should people drive from Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Toronto for this Discovery Center? John Miller.
Well, the Discovery Center is has three main themes. One is the steamships, of course, and the navigation company, which was started in 1866. This is actually our 150th anniversary this year, so it's quite remarkable. So the steamships is one of the themes of the Discovery Center. The antique and classic wooden boats of Muskoka are another. Muskoka is very well known for having probably the highest quality collection of wooden boats in North America. And third is the hotels and resorts that are on the lakes in Muskoka, not just the ones that are here now, but the ones that have been here or were here up to 150 years ago. It's quite a popular destination with cottagers and visitors, and the resorts were very, very affluent up to about 80 years ago, and then they started to decline. So the Discovery Center tells a wonderful story in all sorts of different ways about those three themes, as well as having a large family theme component.
Now, you mentioned about these resorts declining. Is that because people have cottages, condominiums, people travel all over the world? I mean, I know that there were, even 30 years ago, many more license plates from America here. And it seems like you have more of a regional crowd, mostly Toronto, I would imagine, here. But also, 100 years ago, before income tax in the United States, people used to take the summers off. So tell us, what's happened in the last 80 years where there are fewer people coming up to these resorts and they're having a little tougher time?
I think people are just vacationing differently than they did. You mentioned that people used to take entire summers off, and that's exactly what used to happen. They used to come up. Actually, the one area on Lake Muskoka was originally settled by the steel families of Pittsburgh, and mm-hmm. they would come up for the summer, build their summer homes, and stay here for the entire time. But now people are not doing that, obviously. They're taking much shorter vacations. The family-run resorts that used to be on these lakes, there used to be a number of them, they've just gone, disappeared. The families have sold, and there hasn't been people coming up through the generations that have wanted to continue the operation of the resorts. So people now are, you know, renting cottages more than they used to ever before. There's fractional ownership opportunities all over, which allows people to take a week in Muskoka for, you know, a much more reasonable price as opposed to staying at a large resort for a week. So people are just traveling differently and vacationing differently, and we're adapting with that as well.
I'd like to thank Michael Lawley of Muskoka Tourism for recommending this program with John Miller, president of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center. Let's talk about the other ship here. I don't know if it's out at the moment. It's at 3:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. Wanda 3, tell us about that ship, John Miller.
Yeah, Wanda 3 was originally commissioned for Mrs. Timothy Eaton of the Eaton family. And the Eaton family in Canada is a famous family that became very successful with the Eaton department stores. So Wanda 3 is a steam yacht. She's 94 feet long and 12 feet wide. And she was commissioned by Mrs. Timothy Eaton as the family yacht in 1915. She is also steam-powered, and at the time was one of the fastest boats of her size on the lake. So the Wanda was given to our society, I believe, in 1993. And since then, we've done a lot of restoration on her and operated her as a commercial vessel. We don't operate her as a commercial vessel anymore. We are currently undergoing the second year of a two-year wood restoration on her. So she's out of service right now. She's actually docked right beside the Discovery Center.
Now, are the Eaton family still up here in the Muskoka area?
The Eaton family is still does still have a summer home in the Muskoka area, yes. Of course, back then they had more than one home back in 1915 when the Eaton's department stores were going very well across Canada. So, yes, they're still here along with a number of cottagers.
John Miller again is our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's learn a little bit about the history of the Muskoka Lakes Navigation Company. If you could tell us a little bit about that, John Miller, president of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center.
Well, the company, the first steamship was named Winona One, and it was built and launched in 1866 by a man named Peter Coburn, and it was the catalyst to the development of tourism in Muskoka at the time, because of course there was no roads, there was no cars, and steamship was the only way to access the smaller communities and islands and cottages on the three lakes. So the company was formed not long after Winona was built and launched, and over the course of the next 100 years, there was up to 22 steamers in the company, up to 14 sailing at one time. So the company has a rich history in navigating the Muskoka Lakes with steamships. And the Muskoka Lakes Navigation Company in 1925, bought a resort on Lake Rosso called the Royal Muskoka Hotel, and then they changed their name to Muskoka Lakes Navigation and Hotel Company. And that hotel served as a destination for the ships, so people would come up by steam train up from either the States or Toronto or anywhere else in Ontario up to Gravenhurst. They'd come to Muskoka Wharf, they'd board the steamships, they'd travel up through the islands and through the locks up to their large resort on Lake Rosso called the Royal Muskoka Hotel.
Which no longer exists.
No, it burned down in 1952, unfortunately. So we are no longer a hotel company, but we are still a ship's company.
Okay. Now, another thing, and before I mention this question, again, our guest today is John Miller, president of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center at 185 Cherokee Lane in Gravenhurst, Ontario, Canada. Weren't these ships used to ship mail to people who lived on the islands? So when you went out on the trips, you always brought pouches of mail to the different residents of the different locations?
Yeah, that's correct. Seguin still delivers mail to this day. She's considered a royal mail ship, and she's the oldest royal mail ship in the world. As I said, when the ships were developing the lakes, they carried a lot of different things: groceries, mail, supplies, cattle, horses. But yes, they delivered mail to the various locations such as Bracebridge and Port Carling and Bala and Rosso, because they were the only means of transportation back then. So, but today you can still go on board, purchase a postcard and mail it from the ship, and it'll probably be there at your house before you get home.
Now, I would imagine these ships were constructed outside of Muskoka. Is that correct?
All the ships in the company were constructed right in this bay.
Right in Gravenhurst.
Right in this bay.
So you had craftsmen right here 100 years ago to build these ships.
Absolutely, yes. The Seguin, the hull came from the Clyde in Scotland, but it came over in pieces and then it was assembled here. But the rest of the ships, in the company were built right in Muskoka Bay at the Muskoka Wharf. And the Winona 2 that was launched in 2002 was also built in this bay.
For those who have just tuned in, our guest today is John Miller, president of the Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Ontario, in the Muskoka region. And these are beautiful old ships we're talking about, so people like to see ships of 100, 150 years of age. This is the place to come to in the summer months. And a little more information about John Miller. In 2015, he was named president of the organization by the Society's Board of Directors. He lives in Bracebridge with his wife and three sons. If you're listening in Bracebridge or South Buffalo or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN Radio, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. John Miller, let's talk about the refurbishing of the RMS Seguin. How big a project was this? How long did it take? Let's learn about that. John Miller.
Well, the Seguin, the last steamship was taken out of service in 1958 because of the introduction of more and more cars, obviously, and roads being built and things like that. So the steamships didn't have a role as they had in the past. So Seguin sat at the dock right here for a number of years, just boarded up. She was then opened as a museum, as a floating museum, and people could tour her for a small fee. And then in the early 70s, a group of dedicated people got together and decided that, you know, it would be a good idea to refurbish the entire ship and have her sail again. And if it wasn't for those people, she wouldn't be here today, as would Winona wouldn't be here, and the museum wouldn't be here, and the Muskoka Wharf wouldn't be here. So I believe it took $1 million to restore Seguin. That was kick-started by the Ontario Road Builders Association, who, in a funny sort of way, felt responsible for the demise of the steamships. So they gave a large donation to begin the restoration of Seguin. In 1981, she was relaunched as a tourism vessel, passenger vessel that she is today, and has sailed every year since.
Let's talk about the refurbishing of these boats. And I think I was there at Big Win Inn the last year they were open as a major hotel in 1967, and I believe I went on the original Big Win boat, which ferried my family. I think it's, is it Norwich Point?
Yeah, that's right.
To Big Win. And is this very common to get these old ships? Some have had fire damage, water, ice damage, and they become dilapidated, and then they are really taken down to the bones and brought back to life. Even some of them, I think even the Big one was underwater for many years. Is this common?
Well, I don't know if it's as common as some people would like it to be. It's extremely difficult, and it takes a lot of money and a lot of work. Our organization was assigned charitable status in 1974 for the reasons to deal with the Seguin, restore it as a piece of history, and resail her again. And it's a large effort, it's expensive, and it's a difficult operation even to this day, because they do take a lot of work. There's constant restoration being done. And of course, you're dealing with 129-year-old technology, so there's always things to work on there. We can't just go to the steamship store uptown and get our parts. We have to have them all made. So it's a passion, and we have a great organization behind us, a wonderful, dedicated board of directors, and about 700 members that care greatly about the restoration and the preservation of the ships.
Now, this is a registered charity, or we call them in the United States 501c3s. I don't know what they're called in Canada, but if somebody listening in Toronto, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Rochester, Syracuse, Manhattan would like to make a tax-deductible donation of $1 or $100,000, how can they make these donations to keep these beautiful old ships alive in Gravenhurst, Ontario?
Yeah, we are constantly fundraising because we have to. We have to supplement our income for the capital projects that we take on. We just finished, 2 years ago, we just raised $225,000 to the restoration of the Seguin Wheelhouse. And last year we raised $55,000 to the wood restoration project on Wanda. So we're constantly accepting donations from supporters, and if there was a supporter out there that wanted to donate, please just contact me directly by email or phone.
Okay, why don't you give your email address and phone number, please?
Sure.
John Miller.
My phone number is 866-687-6667, and my email is jmiller at realmuskoka.com, realmuskoka.com.
And that phone number is a toll-free number?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Boat Builders Workshop. What is that all about here, John Miller in Gravenhurst, Ontario?
Well, as I said, the Boat Builders of Muskoka have a rich history in building antique and classic boats. So we have a small workshop beside the office here that is run by volunteers, and what we do is we take on small projects that we can handle, skiffs or rowboats or disappearing propeller boats, and we restore them, they restore them, and we either auction them off or give them away. But it's a wonderful attraction. We have the doors open, so of course people can see the work going on when the guys are there. And the wonderful thing about it is it's run by volunteers, and they get along and do a wonderful job.
Now, another thing you have here with the Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center is a kid zone. Why should people within 500 miles bring their children here?
Well, a couple of years ago, we decided to expand our audience at the Discovery Center, and we decided we wanted to target families because we are an older organization, obviously, and we're a charitable organization and a heritage organization, but we wanted to bring in some fresh faces and audiences to, again, boost our attendance and things like that. So we opened up Kid Zone at the Discovery Center, and it's a wonderful interactive space where families can enjoy a range of technology and interactive exhibits that all have, connections to our overlying themes, which of course are resorts, steamships, and wooden boats. And it's been a great hit since we opened it a couple of years ago, and this summer, again, it's very strong.
I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, John Katsimatidis, billionaire New York City entrepreneur, Nick Langworthy, Republican Chairman Phil Rosenthal, New York City civic leader, and coming up we'll have Jordan Mulligan of Muskoka Tourism and Dennis Elzenbach, the head of National Grid. We just have a few seconds left. I'd like to thank very much Michael Lawley for recommending this program with Muskoka Tourism. And again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And thanks so much to John Miller, President of Muskoka Steamships and Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Ontario, for enlightening us about this wonderful tourist attraction. We urge all of our listeners in Canada and the Northeast United States to come up here to Gravenhurst to see the Muskoka Steamships. Have a great week.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Memorial Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.